This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And it's often said that you learn who your friends really are in challenging times. For those of you who don't know, my name is Pete Cimino. And with my co-founder and partner, Chris Dorsanio, we started Lloyd Taco with one humble truck back in July 2010. Ours was the first food truck in all of Buffalo. And we've come a lot of miles, tens of thousands of miles since then. We started with two employees, and we now have more than 130 who depend on us. They come to us from all backgrounds, all walks of life, and they work really hard to provide hundreds of lunches and dinners to our loyal customers every single day. We now have four trucks, and when we're invited, we send those trucks to all Western New York communities. Chris and I, and our coworkers here today, in our kitchen, and on our trucks, and in our two brick and mortar restaurants, want you to know and really understand, really grasp who we truly are. We are two guys who had a business idea that developed into a dream. Soon we'll be adding a third restaurant as a sign of our growth in the Elmwood Village as the dream continues on. We pay good salaries and good benefits. We pass rigorous inspections. We pay all our taxes. And we've always played by the book. But that's what we are on the outside. And I want you to know who we are on the inside as people. Because in the last few days, a lot of others have tried to tell us who we are. And we're here to tell you that's not us. We bring people together. We provide good, healthy food so people can break bread, have a drink, and do what people have done across tables for thousands of years, which has come together. We make tacos, not war. We serve all communities. We go to all neighborhoods. We are not political. Why would we be? How can any business choose sides in our politically divided country and ever hope to succeed? Chris and I want to fully and sincerely apologize for our past statement after our truck's visit to the Federal Detention Center in Batavia last Wednesday. Our statement was hasty, and we reacted too quickly to criticism we received early Thursday morning. I want to clarify the facts around that lunch stop. Our truck, as we always do, was parked outside the facility, and anyone and everyone in the neighborhood was welcome to get their lunch there. And all were welcomed. That's been our policy for nearly 10 years. Just like we've always provided a 50% discount to anyone in uniform since the beginning. First responders, police, firefighters, and military. We are so proud of those who serve and always will be. In fact, my grandfather was in the Navy, and Chris's grandfathers were both in the Army. However, we live in divisive times. People get emotional and feel strongly about issues like immigration policy, and social media only magnifies those emotions. But we make lunch and dinner not policy. We make lunch and dinner not policy. We support all our communities, and we've contributed and will continue to support dozens of nonprofits and various organizations who help people who need that help all across Western New York. This is not new. This is also who we are. And our customers, like those nonprofits, know who Lloyd really is. We take responsibility for what transpired last week, but we want to emphasize that we don't take sides. That's what people did in social and traditional media in the last few days. And we respect their right to express their opinions. That's something that makes this great country great. But again, our business is about sharing, about looking across a table at a friend or a colleague and discussing life's issues. We provide that method here, that conduit, that place for respectful discussion. We make tacos, not war. I'm sure you have questions for us, and I want to answer some of them. But first, let me give you a few answers. Yes, the last 5 days have been exceptionally challenging. We had 3 truck visits cancel on us, but our business trucks along as usual. We were at the Bills game yesterday, like we always are, where we are team sponsors. Just like the Bills, though, we're not going away. We're in it for the long haul. Honestly, we were not prepared for the anger directed at us. It was surprising and demoralizing. We had more than 5,000 Facebook comments that happened at a rapid pace, 90% of which were mad at us from both sides of the political spectrum. We take that personally. It's tough to be the focus of such anger when we see ourselves as two guys working to make people happy. After all, we're in the people business. But here's where we are now. Our trucks are going out for lunch today. Our restaurants will serve lunch and dinner today, and every day thereafter, because that's what we do and that's who we are. That's what we'll always be. And at those trucks and in those restaurants, we'd really like to see people coming together to break bread with family and friends, to come to Lloyd as a safe place, a fun place to enjoy a meal and share your life. Because that's why we started Lloyd, after all. That's why we come to work each and every single day. We have a diverse and hardworking team. We employ refugees. We employ veterans. We employ immigrants. We employ spouses of law enforcement officials. That's not political. That's so we can prepare and serve fresh, scratch-made food and healthy meals. Families fill our tables and plan picnics where our trucks go, and that will continue. We recognize the political divisions in our country right now, but they do not define us. We define ourselves, as we did back in July 2010, when that solo truck OG hit the streets for the very first time, as a company of people who always support communities and always support people. Our company will always strive to bring those people together over good food and good drink. Thank you.
Hey, why did you guys feel the need to apologize in the first place? And what was the source of the people who were criticizing you in the first place? Was that on Twitter?
You know, yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that. I can't go back, really. We're only looking forward at this point. In hindsight, it wasn't the best decision, and that's what we've come to tell you today.
But was it from the Twitter comments that people were saying that you felt the need to apologize in the first place?
It wasn't just Twitter. We received various messages from various sources.
And then just as a follow-up on that, I mean, you're a private business. Why do you feel the need to apologize in the first place?
I think that was probably the flaw in our original statement, and that's what we've reiterated here today. Any other questions?
By holding a news conference today, I mean, this may have faded out today if you hadn't had this news conference. So is this to keep the publicity going, or?
Absolutely not. to be frank, both Chris and I wanted to make sure that everyone heard who we are, and we just, it wasn't sitting well with the statement that released, that we released, and how people perceived that statement.
Were sales kind of low at the Bills game yesterday too? Did you notice the difference?
Well, I can't tell if that was the Bills and their performance. We're rooting for them too, but I would say it was about average.
What do you serve lunch again at the time?
That's a great question. I don't want to answer hypotheticals, but I appreciate that question.
Are you considering going back to the detention center?
We're considering going back to all stops because that's what we do.
And those businesses that canceled on you last week, I think you mentioned three. Can you reach out to them to explain to them your position?
Yes.
And what was their response?
Absolutely. They just felt that just in the near term for the next week or so, it was best to take a week off. We expect those relationships to continue this week.
Do you plan to have your taco trucks at any law enforcement type of buildings, whether it's local police?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're big fans of the police. We've always been. We've supported lots of their causes. We'll vet the stops like we normally do.
But the DHS wanted to take the facility and take it. I'm not sure if you're going to go back there. Yeah, I just want to understand where you stand up.
Yeah, I wouldn't say not sure. I'm just saying I'm not answering hypothetical questions. When the request comes in again, we'll reevaluate like we normally do.
Now, I know you said that you guys regret the statement you submitted last week. You're simply donating the proceeds that were made from that Thursday.
I've reached out to someone from that organization. I've yet to hear back.
Do you know about how much that would be that you would turn over from that day's business at that?
I do know how much that would be. I'm not sure if it's appropriate to share that right now. I think you guys can guess if we serve 100 or 150 meals, what that number might be.
4 days later now that you've had time to think about it, do you think it was a mistake for you to have gone there last Wednesday or not?
When the stop came in, I didn't personally review it. We leave that in the hands of our team, and they have specific instructions on how to grade a stop, but that's not to make excuses. I can't tell you. I can't look in the past and try to guess at what I would have done.
After your initial response, Team South and other taco companies came out with their response supporting police. What was your reaction to that?
That's white noise. I mean, we've been doing that forever, and our crew knows that. Our true customers know that.
What do you want to say to first responders that are a little annoyed by this?
We're sorry. I mean, we're human too, and we make mistakes, and that's part of the reason why we're here today. We love those guys, and they know it. They're in here all the time.
Hey, this has kind of the overall commentary on just not the outrage culture. People are being outraged by every little thing, including the comment that you guys saying, sorry about being at this. Can you speak on that at all? Just people in general being outraged over something like this, and even the small outrage that came to you guys for being in this facility?
Yeah, I mean, we respect people's opinions, and I do think that that's a wonderful thing that we have here. It seems that there is a bit of sensitivity, and I don't want to pretend to know what someone's going through or what their emotions are, and I leave that up to them. But we just want to serve tacos. This is not a political thing by any means, and we've remained absolutely neutral for our 9+ years of existence.
Would you say this was a learning experience for business?
I would say that's putting it lightly. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay, thank you, everybody. Have a nice day. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Fred.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.